Part 2.
Self-esteem.
Keywords: self-esteem, respect, ability, value, tests, observations, active, express ideas, relations with other people, love.
Vocabulary: investigate, self-esteem, observation, harsh, democratic.
In this part, you are going to hear a science report on self-esteem. Listen carefully and complete the experiment report.
Scientists have learned a great deal about the parts of brain and their functions. They've also studied the development of the personality. For example, how a baby learns to love. In recent studies at two universities in the United States, scientists have investigated the development of self-esteem. Self-esteem is the respect a person has for himself, his belief in his ability, and in the value of what he does. The scientists studied self-esteem in young boys. They gave them many tests. These tests measured the boys' abilities and also how they felt about their own abilities. After the tests, the boys were divided into three groups: those with high self-esteem, those with middle self-esteem, and those with low self-esteem. The scientists continued to study the boys in all situations. They studied them at home, at work, in school, and with their friends. From their studies, the scientists made some observations. Boys with high self-esteem were active. They were able to express their ideas. They were successful in school and in their relations with other people. In discussions, they led. They didn't just listen. They were interested in world problems. They were creative and believed that they could finish whatever they started. They seldom became tired or sick. In many ways, the boys with middle self-esteem were like the boys with high self-esteem. They too expressed their ideas freely and saw the world as a good and happy place. However, they were not sure of their own value as people. They did their best work when they were sure that other people liked them. The boys with low self-esteem were different from the other two groups. They were sad most of the time. They were afraid to start activities. They felt that no one loved them. They could not express their ideas. They were afraid of anger. In a discussion, they listened, but they didn't talk. The scientists asked, how do some boys develop high self-esteem? What is different in their lives? Some of the answers were surprising. High self-esteem did not depend upon physical appearance or money or size of family. It did not depend upon how much the mother was at home. The scientists found that there was a closeness between the boys with high self-esteem and their parents. Their parents showed real interest in them and spent time with them. They listened to their sons and gave them help when the boys asked for it. They knew their sons' friends. The sons knew that they were important to their parents. These parents demanded good behavior. They made definite rules. They were strict, but not harsh. They corrected their sons' behavior by rewards, not by punishment. They never took away their love. On the other hand, the parents of boys with low self-esteem let their sons do almost anything. If a boy made a mistake, the parents punished him harshly. The boys believed that their parents didn't love them. There were no definite rules. The family life of the boys with high self-esteem was democratic. The parents made the rules, but they led in a kind and thoughtful way. They showed respect for their children's ideas, even when they did not agree with them. They let the boys give their opinions in discussions of family plans. These boys were productive citizens. Now, these scientists are studying other groups of children. They want to learn how to help children with low self-esteem feel better about themselves. In this way, these children can become productive citizens, too.